This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. The afternoons are longer, and light extends past 6 o'clock, and there is no longer the frantic rush to get chores done before dark, and no longer the get home after four with only an hour of light to have, you know, for feeding, rounding up our turkeys, and if, you know, those wild lineage turkeys. If I don't put those wild, crazy turkeys away every night, they will roost in all sorts of places, all sorts of places. I don't want them, like the roof of the 1991 Marvelette. No, no, that doesn't work for me, I say, looking up at the roof with turkeys. A few years ago, some of our then turkeys liked to roost on a rail outside our back door. Charming, charming. I thought I could write a poem for second or third graders that they would certainly enjoy about my turkeys. When turkeys roost on your back door stoop, in the morning, be cautious, or you may step in poop. And it was true anyway. It's good to have the poultry pinned up for the evening, and our dog Choo Choo helps with that. Sometimes when she sees it's time to feed and pin up, she just does it. I look up to see 8 turkeys and 2 guinea fowl in their shared pen, and Choo Choo standing beside the gate, waiting patiently for me to close it. I've noticed that Choo Choo sometimes simply looks at the turkeys and they go to the pen. I'm sure that all the critters, both domestic and wild around our place, think of Choo Choo as Ms. Bossy Pants. The ravens and the hawks are lucky that that dog can't fly. I'd probably look up from chores and see her chasing a raven across that evening sky. Hey, Choo Choo, I just know that I'd have to shout, let's get the eggs and finish the chores before you go fly all about. Well, sometimes when the chores are done, Farley and I, and Choo-Choo, of course, assuming she's landed, we grab an old garden way cart and head out across our land to gather some firewood for the wood stove. You know, it's funny, in the fall, if it hits 40 degrees in the evening, we need a fire. Oh, I'm freezing. In late winter, 40 degrees doesn't seem to merit a fire, and a wheelbarrow full of wood by the front door may take a few days to empty, with fires only being built in the morning. Anyway, I love my wood halls with those dogs. Sometimes we venture down into the riparian corridor of the Ojualote, where fallen oak branches or uprooted emery oaks from summer flooding can be found. Also, marvelous chunks of wood that tumbled down during the aforementioned summer floods, rounded and smooth pine logs, tumbled juniper fence posts, chunks of oak, no bark, you know, so the tight, swirly grain of oak is exposed. And so we gather driftwood along the creek. But mostly we like to go out across our land and gather dead mesquite. And there's a lot of it to be had, to be broken and chopped up and loaded onto our cart. Well, I do that, of course, while the dogs find a burrow or a mound and dig. And sometimes all I see of them are wagging tails projecting from the earth. The predominant trees out on that land, our land, is our mesquite, scruffy mesquite, and mimosa, the wait-a-minute bush. But there are a few hackberry trees, the marvelous hackberry trees, not desert hackberry, but the canyon or netleaf hackberry. So not Celtus pallida, but Celtus reticulata. That species name means net-like, so it refers to the pattern of the veins on the underside of the leaves, giving it the name, netleaf hackberries. The hackberries right now are still full of tiny red fruit, hard red fruit, and all over the land and in the stream bed too, I find small gray fox scats full of hackberry fruit, not chomped on, just swallowed whole, and then there they are. Since gray foxes climb, oh, they are so cute, they climb, I wonder if they just climb up there and they're up there picking with their mouth, they're picking those small hard fruit. It's so sweet. Those net-leaf hackberries have marvelous gray bark. They have so much character. Arizona Flora says the bark is warty. I just think it just has all this character. And they just, to me, they beg to be hugged. Sometimes you'll come across a canyon hackberry in a canyon, wow, or an arroyo, and they'll be immense, immense, and they can only be embraced by two people. I mean, they just beg to be embraced. I see it now, a headline in the Bisbee Observer, man arrested. Hugging hackberry tree, justly accused, I'll shout. Doggone it, those trees are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.